I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Thank you for being with us today. It is a sticky 84 degrees in Boston, down from the mid-90s earlier in the week. A bit unusual for August, but it's nothing like the near-record temperatures across much of the U.S., Europe, and other parts of the world. This summer, it's been spiking into the 100s in places like Spain, the U.K., Japan, and the heat seems to stick around for days, even weeks. It's part of a new emerging pattern. More on that in a few minutes. But first, let's go to Germany, where people are looking for ways to beat the heat. In Berlin, it can mean a descent into some of the city's grimmest history. Daniela Czeslow begins with that story.
Approximately 100 steps. Take your time as long as you get up there.
Tour guide Karsten Dater leads about 20 of us over an artificial hill made of rubble cleared after World War II. We're headed to a flak tower.
Flak is a German abbreviation for Flugabwehrkanone. English translation is anti-aircraft cannon or anti-aircraft gun. Flak.
In the 1940s, Hitler commissioned three flak towers in Berlin.
Flak towers are above-ground bunkers.
They were mounted with heavy guns to shoot down Allied planes and sometimes served as civilian air raid shelters.
Germany thankfully lost the Second World War. Germany and Berlin were demilitarized and bunkers were blown up.
British and Russian forces obliterated the other two flak towers, but this one in Humboldthain Park was only partially destroyed in 1948. Dadert is a guide with the Berlin Underworlds Association, which restores and guides tours through the buried history of the city.
Okay, let's go in.
We walk inside and put on helmets.
Above your head is reinforced concrete, 3.8 meters, so nearly 12 feet, 11.
We're walking down a cavernous concrete staircase and looking into the shaft of it, which was destroyed after the war. But as we walk down, it is so refreshing and cold. And that's really why I'm here. Cold places are at a premium in Berlin right now. Few buildings are air-conditioned. The daily Berliner Morgenpost has named the Flak Tower as one of the top five cold things to do in the city. Other ideas include the frigid penguin house in the city zoo and a newly opened ice bar where you can borrow a parka while you shiver. A spokesman for Berlin's environment department says he doesn't know how many buildings in the city have AC. He suggests cooling off in parks or in some of the city's many lakes. That wasn't enough for Jesse Pino. He's an American who moved to Berlin 2 years ago, and the heat has bowled him over. So he made a website.
www.kaltekarte.berlin. It's a map of air conditioning spots in Berlin.
He gets recommendations via crowdsourcing. He's found about 130 places in a city of 3.6 million people.
That's so little.
It's not enough. I'm dying here. Yeah.
Pino works at a startup in Berlin. He says his bosses have told employees to work from home on the hottest days. Half his colleagues are German, and he says they rarely complain about the lack of AC. Maybe, he says, they're onto something.
I feel like in the U.S., the approach to air conditioning is that it's very overpowering, and we want to feel like we have dominated nature and like made our mark in it, and we've made a safe space for humans. And here it feels a lot more in touch with the weather outside, which has its pluses and minuses, I guess.
Thank you very much for coming. Have a nice day here in Berlin and have a good time.
Back at the Flak Tower, I catch up with Camilla Sundberger, a tourist from Sweden. She says she's visited every site Berlin Underworlds offers over 6 days in the city, including a replica of a tunnel dug to smuggle East Berlin residents into the West during the Cold War.
My boyfriend is very interested in this. Also, since it's so hot outside, we want it to be like a bit cooler.
It's in the 90s today in Berlin. In the bunker, it stays cool. So I ask Dadert, the guide, whether he thinks this should be a place where vulnerable people could go in the heat, like the elderly.
No. No. Why? Because it's a bunker. Because it's a bunker. And, I mean, there are even some, there, at least for the next 10, 15 years, there are even people still alive who went into bunkers in the Second World War, perhaps raising two bad memories.
But for tourists, this remnant of a dark past is an oasis. For The World, Daniela Czeslow, Berlin.